This past weekend, the revised SAT college admissions test was administered to students across the nation and in locations throughout Charlotte. The new exam has a lot of changes, including how it is scored. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
The top score for the revamped SAT exam is once again 1600. It had been 2400 for the last decade when an essay was added to the math and verbal sections of the test. This year, the essay portion is optional, though many colleges and universities still require it. College board officials say they want the exam to take less time to complete and reflect more of what students study in the classroom. Gone are obscure words that students learn for the test but rarely, if ever, use. There are fewer questions overall. Multiple choice answers went from 5 to 4 possible options, and students won't be penalized anymore for wrong answers. All this is welcome, but it doesn't address fundamental flaws, says Robert Schaefer. He is with the standardized test watchdog group Fair Test.
It's still a weak predictor of undergraduate success. It's still biased against women, kids whose first language isn't English, and older students. It's rooted in the white middle class experience. And it's still highly susceptible to expensive test prep steroids that only wealthy parents can buy for their kids.
Schaefer's group is pushing to make college entrance exams optional. He says nearly 900 colleges don't require them. There are about a dozen that don't in North Carolina, including Wake Forest, Guilford College, and Bennett College. The rest are primarily online and theological seminaries. College board officials say the tests have value because when they are coupled with students' grades, they provide colleges with a clearer view of a student's potential. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.